Among the saints commemorated this day, Saint Philaret the Merciful. From the village of Omnia in Paphlagonia, Philaret was at first a man of some substance, but as a result of his constant almsgiving, he became utterly destitute. He was not afraid of poverty and went on with his charitable works with trust in the Lord, who has said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy," paying no attention to the disapproval of his wife and children. Once, when he was plowing in his meadow, a man came to him with the news of the death of his oxen harness and of his inability to plow with only one ox, so Philaret unharnessed his own and gave it to him. He gave away his remaining horse to a man who was called away to battle, and the calf from his remaining cow, and when he saw how the cow pined after her calf, gave the man the cow as well. And so the aged Philaret was left hungry in an empty house, but he prayed to God, entrusting himself to him. God does not abandon the righteous man, allowing him to be left hungry and shamed in his hope. At that time, the Empress Irene was on the throne with her young son Constantine, and in accordance with the custom of the time, the Empress sent men through the whole empire to find the best and most distinguished maiden to wed her son. By divine providence, these men happened upon Philaret's home and beheld his very beautiful and modest granddaughter Maria, the daughter of Hypatia, and they took her to Constantinople. The emperor was well pleased with her and took her to wife, and brought Philaret and all his family to the capital, showering honor and wealth upon them. Philaret did not become proud in his charge and in his change of fortune, but with gratitude to God performed still greater deeds of charity than before, remaining thus for the rest of his days. At the age of 90 he called all his children to him, and having blessed them and instructed them to cleave to God and his law, foretold to each of them how their lives would develop, just as our forefather Jacob did aforetime. When he had done this, he went to a monastery, and then gave his soul into God's hands. At his death, his face shone like the sun, and a sweet fragrance arose from his body, and miracles were worked over his relics. This righteous man of God went to his rest in 797. His wife and all his children and grandchildren lived and died in the Lord. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.